It's Saturday morning. It's pancakes. I'm just mixing these up. I've got a hot pan on. And I'm just going to ask the family what they're going to want on their pancakes. Alistair, what do you want on your pancake?
Golden syrup.
Isabel, what are you going to have on your pancake?
Golden syrup.
What are you going to have on your pancake, Libiana?
Honey and bananas.
And William, what are you going to have on your pancakes?
He's busy eating.
Nice answer. We've got people coming over for supper later, so I've got to think of something to cook. And we'll decide what's going to be eaten later. I can't think right now. I'm going to go and eat my pancakes. Well, it's 11 o'clock and I've just had a delivery from Amazon. I am so excited. Here I have Nigel Slater's new Tender Volume 2. And it's just the most divine looking book. I can't wait to read it, but it's got this sumptuous deep pink colour. It's so tactile. And the setting, the way it's set out, the way it's laid out, the weight of the pages is absolutely beautiful. I look at recipe books so differently now. Looking at the pictures, they are just stunning. And it's every bit as good, if not better, than Tender Volume 1. I'm just saying better because this has just got a cake for midsummer. And grilled apricots with mascarpone. Apricots, apples, rhubarb. This is just a serious treat. And I have to say, I got an email having bugged Nigel Slater earlier in the week for a strapline for the book. I had an email of him to say that he has actually looked at the blog and he really liked it. So it doesn't get much better than that. Nigel Slater, he is just... it's just amazing. So I think I might make something for supper tonight out of this book. I'm going to have a cup of tea and go and read it. Well, I've sat down. I've been reading this book for about, I don't know, must be an hour and a half, maybe more. I think tonight is going to be a tagine of lamb with apricots. It's on page 712 of this gorgeous book. And I'm afraid this has made it to my top of the bookshelf here. I'm going to try a couple of these out this weekend. I'm totally going to leave writing my own recipes alone. I'm going to go back to what I love doing, which is trying out recipes and looking at and looking at other people's inventions rather than just my own. I think I'm going to do that with... I've read back here somewhere a Damson Fool. Here we are. Page 851. Nigel, if you're listening to this, thank you. This is amazing. I can't wait to cook. We're sitting down. It's 8:30. Serving this lamb. And I'm just going to say, Fidelma, what do you think to the lamb? It's
that's delicious. I've been waiting for this for about 3 hours, Vanessa.
So how come 3 hours? What?
I read your blog and followed it.
There's no hiding what you're doing. Jim, have you had a taste? What do you think?
It's very nice indeed. Thank you.
Cool. Excellent. Well, I'm signing off because I'm going to enjoy the rest of the evening. I hope you'll make this recipe out of the book. It's Nigel Slater's book, Tender, and it is absolutely delicious.
Mm. I'm in agreement. I've only had that first bite, but it's...
We've just moved on to the sweet. we're eating. What are we eating? We're eating Eton Mess. We've got the giggles at the table because everyone's looking at each other and eating it as fast as they can. Alistair, can you tell me what you think? I've just eaten a mouthful of it.
It's very nice, thank you.
Jim?
Very nice too.
Oh, why do men are so descriptive, aren't they?
Well, I was going to say there would be no point actually recording this because there's been complete silence for the last few minutes.
Signing out. Okay.